Okay, Rabbi Tzai. Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. Before we begin, just wanted to bring to your attention what we discussed very briefly yesterday. Back on daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, we said that there's a machlokes between Reb Leza and Reb Yeshua when the world was created. On Rabbanan, in the middle of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, we said Chachmi Yisrael Moinen Lemabuk Reb Leza Vilatekufa Kereb Yeshua. And when we spoke about Tekufa, people wanted to know what's the practical nafka mina Tekufa Kereb Yeshua. And we said yesterday that there are two plus one. Two are the obvious ones, and that is that every 28 years we have the Birchas Hachama, and that's dependent on the Tekufas Nisan, as well as Mietz Hashem. In another couple of weeks, we're going to start saying the same Talu Matal Bracha, more than a couple of years, beginning of December, and that's 60 days after the Tekufa, so you have to know when the Tekufa is. But there's a third Inyan as well, which is brought by the Ramah in Yeredeya, Kuf Tes Zayin. And the Ramah says here, Uminik Poshut, Shaloi Lishtois Mayim Bishas HaTekufa. When the Tekufa begins, the minig was not to go and drink water. Not to drink water at all. So the Shach explains, means uncovered water, and that in fact the minig was to go and cover over the water with, not just with a napkin or with a towel, but, or with a lid, but to make sure to go and put on it something metal. And he brings it over here, The Shach in Kuf Tes Zayin. He first brings the Minhagim and Maharil. Number one, he says, "The imyesh barzel b'mayim calls man hat kufois or is ein reshus lemazik." Then the mazikim cannot go and bother you if there's barzel in the mayim. Apparently, you have to go make sure there's a drop of iron in the water. V'chein noyag in ho'olam, the oilam is noyag lohaniach barzel al kol hamashkim u'ma'acholim, that they go and put a piece of metal on top of all their mashkim, all the drinks. Macholim and all the foods. Bi'al macholim u'mashkim uvusholim. However, if you have anything that's cooked, oy kvushim, that's pickled, u'maluchim, or salted, ein menichim shum davadi, you don't have to cover it. Ki oimrim she'ein lochush v'mavushul v'kovush u'maluach mishum tekufa. This inyan of something happening at the time of tekufa, the mazikim, or whatever, that doesn't apply to processed foods which have been cooked, pickled, salted. And he brings a raya from the Rambam, but nevertheless he says, but you have to be very makbid on this. Where's the makar? It says makar is a zohar in Parshas Yisroi inyan hatkufa. The tov lahachmer b'zeh lo niach barzel olav. It would be good when she be machmer to go and put the barzel on top, not to chas v'shalom have any problems with mazikin. So I discussed this yesterday with Rabbi Bick of the Koilo. He says, yes, he knows even people today that are makbid on it.
All four tekufa.
Yes, apparently all four tekufas. He says some are makbid by tekufas teves more than the other three. He didn't explain why teves is more than the other three, but they do have this custom to be machmir. He says many people that are machmir are makel if they put it in the refrigerator, because then it's covered all over by the metal of the refrigerator. And some are makbid to go and put on aluminum foil, because aluminum foil is also made from mateches, and therefore they're makayim with that, the covering with the metal. Anyway, so that's again when the kufa begin for these concerns, like Rabbi Yeshua, and that's why that's yet a third nafka mina as to the beginning of the kufa. So let's continue on, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel, and where we left off was at the top of the Omid by the Chag Osef. Yes, go up there.
Why don't we follow in Chutzlo the Eretz Yisrael? Why do we have to wait 60 days if Eretz Yisrael doesn't wait 60 days?
They go in Zayin Cheshvin. Why do we have to wait all the time until 60 days after?
Why can't we follow Eretz Yisrael?
I believe the Gemara learned this from some Makar. We'll have to wait till we get to Masechtas Tanis. In the not too distant future. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, we left off in the middle. We should just go briefly back to Yud Beis Amud Beis to remember what we're talking about. The Gemara said 7 or 8 lines from the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. We'll go through it quickly because we went through it already yesterday. Then when it comes to Tvua V'Zeisim, what is this Zman HaMeiser? The Zman HaMeiser is always on Rish Chodesh Tishrei, with the exception of Masim Behema, with this Machloikis. But otherwise, all Meisers are determined on Rish Chodesh Tishrei, meaning that whatever grew before, whatever grows later, are not of the same year for purposes of Chodesh Ali Yoshin, Yoshin Ali Chodesh, for purposes of Maser Sheni, Maser Oni. The only question is, what happened before Rish Chodesh Tishrei? What happened after Rish Chodesh Tishrei? When it comes to Tvu of Vizaisim, if it's Yaviu Shlish, if it's a third of the growth before Rosh Hashanah, then after Rosh Hashanah, when you go and cut it, it's considered to be from the previous year.
It's not,
it depends whether you're talking about 6th and 7th year. In other words, you could be talking about from year 2 to year 3 of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, and therefore, if it was Hevi'ah Shlish before Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to be year 2 Peiros, yeah. And then you have to give Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. If it was only Hevi'ah Shlish after Rosh Hashanah, then you'd give Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni.
But the Shemitah is not Shemitah if it grew the year before.
Let's talk about now Shemitah year. So if it was the 6th year of the Shemitah cycle and it grew 1/3 before Rosh Hashanah, even though you cut it in the Shemitah year, it would have the din of Shishis and not of Shvi'is.
It's not Shemitah.
Correct. If, on the other hand, it was less than 1/3 of the growth before Rosh Hashanah, and you cut it in Shemitah year, it would have a din of Kedusha Shvi'is. Exactly right.
So now, in regards to wheat.
Only regards to Tavua, to means all grains, it's wheat, barley, etc. Spelt. And, I'm sorry?
Dagan.
Right, all different types of Dagan, all different types of grains. It's the 5 grains. And then you have Tvua, V'Hazesim, as well as Olives. Those, the din is Shlish. Where do you get this from? It says, by the mitzvah of Hakel. The mitzvah Hakel is always Sukkot time after Shnas HaShmiteh. Meaning, this coming Sukkot, and almost a year from now, we should be zocher to have the mitzvah of Hakel. So it says, Mikhei Sheva Shanim, after 7 years are over, Mimoyet Shnas HaShmiteh, B'chaga Sukkos. Frank, the Gemara, why does the Pasuk repeat that it's Moyet Shnas HaShmiteh? Shmiteh is already history. We're Chag HaSukkos into Shminis, or into the first year. Shnas HaShmiteh Mai Avidetei, B'chag HaSukkos Shminisi. By the time you got the Sukkot, it's already 8th year. El Loi Malach Kol Tvua Shavia Shlish B'Shvias, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If it just hit 3rd before Rosh Hashanah, before Shemitah year, Atanoi B'Shmiri Menech Shvias B'Shminis. In other words, now we're not talking about from 6 to 7, now we're talking about from 7 to 8. That if you had Tvua that grew on its own, for instance, it was Svichen, just grew wild, and it hit 1/3 before Shemitah year of Nei Rosh Hashanah, and it was in the Shemitah year before Rosh Hashanah, and now you're cutting it in the 8th year, Atanoi B'Shminich Shvias, Bishminis, this produce, since it hit 1/3 of its growth before Shemitah, now in the Shminis year, when you cut it, it has a din of Shemitah produce and not Shminis produce.
Why? It grew 1/3 before Shemitah.
Okay, so we have year 7 and year 8. In year 7, it was planted, you're not allowed to plant anything in tree.
Obviously, spontaneously.
It grew on its own.
On Shemitah.
On Shemitah. And 1/3 before the end of Shemitah. 1/3 before the end of Shemitah.
On Shemitah 1/3.
Exactly. Okay. In Shemitah 1/3 before Rosh Hashanah. And now Rosh Hashanah hits, and now it's Shana Shminis.
That's good.
And you only go and cut it a week later, 3 weeks later, 6 weeks later. It's in Shminis. However, because it grew on Shemitah 1/3.
Yeah.
1/3. Frey Timar. Omelet of Zeler Avasi. The Dilma Loy Ayel Klau. Where does it say here in the Pasuk that we just quoted that you say that there's 1/3 in the Shemitah year, then it has Hilcha Shemitah into the 8th year? Maybe it means that it didn't even grow at all. Meaning, it was planted, Ichweis, a week before, 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, or the seeds developed spontaneously on their own a week before you sow on the ground. Oh, I see, it's starting to bud, it's starting to grow. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But it didn't reach 1/3. It was a Sam Gorish. Or for that matter, Rashi goes even one step further. Maybe Hilcha Shemitah is that the year of Shemitah is not your calendar year. It's not a year of 354 days or 365 days, but rather it's 354 plus another 15 days, or maybe 23 days to include Sukkot. So that it's a long year of Shemitah, and Shemitah continues to apply into Shminis for the entire first 2-3 weeks until Ad Bechlal, until Chag HaSukkos. And maybe that's what's pshat in the Pasuk when it says, on Sukkos in the 8th year, it's still Shemitah, because Shemitah continues on for another 2-3 weeks. See, look to Tap Rashi. Even if it didn't ripen at all in Shemitah year, zero. The Torah tells us a mitzvah shvius li moshech isura ad chag hasukos milachrish v'diktzar. Hilchos shvius continues to apply for the next couple of weeks until Sukkos, and maybe therefore it's still mamish shmita, and nothing grew, not a drop, not a third, not a nickel gunish. Even if it's the beginning of the Shminis year and you plant, you would have a din of Shemitah, because Shemitah is longer.
Between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos.
Correct. You planted it between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos, or it started growing spontaneously between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. Maybe then it still has a din of Shemitah, because Shemitah continues on for another couple of weeks. Back to the cloud. It didn't grow at all. Rashi said it didn't hispasho, it didn't ripen at all, zero in 7th year. But become Rachmana Tishamit the Tezel Chagas. The Torah says, keep on going Shmiyah until Sukkos. And that's why the Pasuk says, Hakel is Sukkos in Shemitah year. The Torah is Soka Daitach, that cannot be. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, Chag HaOsif Tzeis HaShona. Now what is this Pasuk? So you have the fuller Pasuk on the side. The Chag HaKotze Bikura Masecha Shetizra Basodeh. The Chag HaOsif B'tzeis HaShona B'ospecha Es Masecha Menasodeh. Pasha Pshat in the B'chag HaOsif B'tzeis HaShona, it's referring to Sukkot time. Sukkot time is when B'ospecha, when you collect together your Masecha Menasodeh, meaning that you had throughout the summer drying so that it should be preserved nicely. You have the tavua, or you have the grapes that turned into raisins, you had the figs that turned into groigris, and now it's Sukkos time, collect it together before the Baal Tefillah says on Shmini Atzeres, Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGoshem, because it might start raining. And therefore, Chag HaOsif, shall collect it together. But the Gemara asks, why does it say Chag HaOsif, and then it says Ba'osbecha? Isn't that redundant? Zoktimar, my osif, ilay mechagabob is manasifa, which is the Pashup Shat. Hoksid biosbacha, it already says that that's the time that biosbacha es maasecha menasada. So it doesn't need to refer to it as chag osif. Ela my osif, osif really means kotzir. Kotzir means that you're cutting now, you're harvesting now, Sukkos time. And at the same time that you're harvesting now, you're also assembling it and you're gathering together that harvest. Vikimulir abonim, the chol tvua, sheniktsra bechag. If you're doing a kotzir on Chag, in other words, Sukkos time, b'yadua she'ivia shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah, they say we know for a fact that it was a third of the growth before Rosh Hashanah, and it continues the pasuk ba'osbecha samasecha. Start again. B'chag ha'osif b'tzeis Hashanah. Why does it say b'tzeis Hashanah? It comes to tell you v'kakarila b'tzeis Hashanah that this produce that grows now Sukkos time, since Kimlu Rabbanan Hevia Shlish Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, therefore it's considered to be B'tzeis Hashanah, a continuation of the foregoing previous year. And therefore, if the previous year was, for instance, the Shemitah year, it has a din of Shemitah. If it was year 2 of the Shemitah cycle, then you give Chag, then you have to go and give Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. If it's the 3rd year, you have to do Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. But everything goes Basar to Shlish, and once we know that the Shlish was in the prior year, then this produce is V'tzeis HaShanah. It's from the prior year and not from this year. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Zeira, the Kimle Rabbanim made Shlish, the Pachas V'Shlish. Did the rabbis really know whether or not the Tvua that you do a Katsira, that you harvest on Sukkos, already hit the 3rd of its growth prior to Rosh Hashanah? Who says? Maybe it only reached 25% of its growth before Rosh Hashanah. Where do you take this from? Amalei told him, Lava minalach, I've told you already numerous times. Lo tafik nafshech lebar mehilchasa. Rashi says that means, don't be mefakbek b'shir chacham. When the chachamim gave a shir, that becomes now kadosh v'tohar. You're not allowed to even have a machshava to start thinking and be mefakbek. Maybe they didn't realize, they didn't know. What the chachamim said is Torah miSinai. That's the halacha. Lama minach loitafik nafshech lebar mehilchasa. Kol midas chachamim kenu, all the midas chachamim have that same rule. Being, and the Gemara gives now three examples. Barboim saw who toivel. Barboim saw choser kartav any yochel litvel ban. If a person has a mikvah of 40 saw, it's kosher tvetvila. If it's just missing a kartav, a kartav is almost a mashu, almost like a teaspoon.
A drop.
A drop. But how much is a drop? Rashi says a kartav is a shminis, shebishminis, shebeloig. Loig is the smallest of the liquid measures, the liquid volume. This is an eighth of a loig, which means 1/64 of a loig. That's very, very little. Toisus points out, he's just giving the name of a measure because kartav existed, like if you would say to the a teaspoonful. But Toisus says, even if it's less than a teaspoonful, even if it's just a teepa missing from your 40 saw, also any time. That's the second choice from the top. Echad mishmoni mishminis kine isim perek moichas asmina. Umidab chusa nokad, it takes the smallest shear that is used in recipes or in stores or wherever. Falav davka, the filipoch of mikan, even less than that shear of the kartav. Afilam tipa.
How can you figure it out?
How can you figure it out?
How can you figure out that the kartav is missing on that boy saw?
In the mikveh?
Yeah.
Well, go and put down your measuring stick or whatever. I mean, I assume people that built mikvehs know how much a mikveh holds, and they know until this tile or this mark on the wall, it hits 40 saw.
And a drop will make a difference.
And if it goes down just a drop, then you know it's not kosher. You have to go and fill it up to move the water up. Anyway, that's the Midas Chacham. 40 is toivel, less than 40, any yochel litpot. Similarly, the Bei Metamit Tumas Oichlin. There's a din of Tumas Oichlin that if you have a food item which is Tamei, and you use it and it touches another food item, it can metamei the other food item. But the Metamei, the one that is transmitting the Tumah, has to be a minimum shear of a kibbeh. What the shear of the recipient, the transmittee, the one that receives it, that's already machloikis Rashi and Toisis throughout Shas, whether that too also has to be a kishir kibbeh, or could even be a shear mashu. But kuli alma moida, the transmitter has to be a shear kibbeh. Where do you take this from? Shtein posik, says Rashi, mikolo oichal asher yiyachal. Why does it say mikolo oichal asher yiyachal? Of course, any food that you eat. If it's food that you don't eat, then it's not a food. Well, what's the oichal asher yiyachal? Oichal hanechal b'bas achas. It means that you can go and swallow it all down at one time. And the kibbul chachamim, that the shear of the beis habliya is a kibbeh. So if a person has a kibbeh of ochel, which is tamei, and it touches another ochel, it becomes tamei. What happens if it's choser shumshum, like one sesame seed? We all know sesame seeds are very, very, very small. Many people put the sesames on top of challahs or on top of other things, and therefore, you know, each one of them is a kleinigkeit. If that kibbeh is missing just a shumshum, ain't a metame tumas eichlin. And the same thing applies to tumas medrash. Shloisha al shloisha metame medrash, shloisha al shloisha choser nima achas, ain't a metame medrash. Medrash, as everybody knows, means that if you have a kli, like a chair, or you have a bed, in this case we're talking about a beged, and the beged is 3x3 tefachim, and somebody sits down on it, that's somebody being a zov, or a zova, or a metzoira, etc., who are metami tumas medris. That medris is another name for, you know, moishav, like you have mishkav and moishav. So tumas medris is a very chomer dikatuma, because that, number one, it goes 10 levels, and number two, the tumah that it has is not a one level down. Normally an av makes a rishon, and a rishon makes a sheni. Here the zav or zova that is sitting on top of this cloth make it into the same madrega as they. Since they're zav or zova, they're an av, that medris is also an av. Anyway, but the minimum shear to go, that this beged should have a din of medris, is only shloisha or shloisha. even one hair less, a nima is a hair or a thread less, any matami to mismatches. And therefore, says the Gemara, the same thing applies over here. When the Chacham gave the share of three, a third of the growth, it's got to be a third of the growth. If it's a drop less than a third of the growth, then it goes for the next year and not for the prior year. Now, in a sense, the Gemara doesn't really answer the question, because he asks, how do you know that the Rabbanan are kimluhu, that they know this din, the difference between the shlish and the pachas mishlish? And he's saying, don't be mefakpik, the chachamim made their shiurim, and they're all very precise. So what there seems to be a little bit of a disconnect between the question and the answer. And the clear what the answer the Gemara is giving is simple. And that each one of these three shiurim, why did the Gemara pick on these three shiurim as opposed to any other shiur? Why did it pick on there's a din of kezayis? Or when you're talking about a shirotzim, you talk about a shir kadasha. Why are we talking about by the mikveh, and we're talking about this Tumas Eichlin and Tumas Medrash? And apparently the reason is because each one of them, it's based on a pasuk in the Torah. When you're talking about the din of tevila, it says in the pasuk v'rochatz b'mayim, or v'rochatz es kol b'sorei b'mayim. When a person you have a zava, nida, you led this, etc., when they are in the tire themselves, v'rochatz es kol b'sorei b'mayim, their entire basar, their entire outside flesh, skin, all has to be inside the water. It doesn't say how much that is. Now, obviously, if you have a person who is an Oyd Melech HaBashan, he needs more than 40 saw because he is huge. If you have a person, Nebuchadnezzar Shom, who is a midget, he doesn't need 40 saw. So the 40 saw is really based on the average individual, and the Chachamim did some sort of statistics, so to speak, and they said that the average individual, his girth and his height, etc., that would fit nicely into 40 sa. Nigmar elsewhere says it's one amma by another amma by three ammas, it's three cubic ammas. So that's the volume of a normal person. So what happens if a person happens to be a shorty? He says, I don't need 40 sa. I can be toivul kob sari bamoyim in 39 sa, 38 sa. No. Once a chacham establishes a share, that's it. If you have just one cart of less, even though you individually, subjectively have enough, they made a loy plug across the board. Same thing as when you're talking about the Tumas Eichlin, where you learn from the Pasig, the Kol Eichel Asher Yeyachel, Eichel Nechel B'Basachas. Presumably a person like an Oig Melech HaBashan, who has huge infrastructure, presumably he can swallow two eggs at one time, the volume of two eggs. And a person who is a small type of guy, presumably can only swallow three quarters of an egg at one time. But again, the Chachamim did their own statistic, and they said that the average ordinary individual can go and swallow a full egg, and therefore that's the shear, and this shear now is leplug across the board for everybody. And finally, the third shear that we're talking about, the Tumas Medrash, when it comes to Medrash, we're talking about that's the shear for sitting. The shear for sitting, there are people who are, you know, Knei Hara, and to sit down and be and cover their bottoms when they sit, you probably have to have 4x4 or 5x5 tvachim. Then they're probably these short guys where you only need a 2.5x2.5 tvachim. Mm-hmm. But the average individual is 3. And that's what the Chum said. That's the din of Moishav or Mishkav by a normal individual. And even if you don't have the same proportions as the ordinary man, Leiplug Azeas. See here now the Chum.
But didn't we say Shurim Achitzin and Arif Talach and Moshe Sinai?
What would you like to ask?
I was just saying by learning in Yom Kippur that Ma'lugma, that is subjective shear, I believe.
Ma'lugma this.
That's how a person is satisfied.
Good. Excellent. Here, but these three shiurim are not. So that, like all rules, that's the exception to the rule. Yes, you are correct. That mechitzin and the chatzitzin and what was the third thing?
Shiurim.
Oh, shkoyach. Oh, Allah HaMosh V'Sinai. However, within the balance of Allah HaMosh V'Sinai, I might have thought that, and by the way, none of these three are in that posik. The chitzis, or gef, and tein, v'rima, eretz, 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 that the Gemara says for the asmachta, for purposes of the shiurim, none of those are specified, none of these are specified in those. For instance, it has over there the kezayis, the Gemara says, roiv shiura kezayis, we're not talking about a kezayis over here. And same thing with a person who drinks a revias, a nose that drinks Revias is Oyvin Hilchas Aziris. That's not brought over here. These three were handed over to the Chachamim, and they based it on Psukim. What was the Pasuk? Over here it's Rochas Komaim Psoroi. It's called Psoroi Bamoyim. What's called Psoroi? The Chachamim Meshayer, one by one by three, which adds up to 40 Sar. Here, Mikolo Oicha Shiyochel, Din of Kebeya. The din of the medrash is based on the pasuk saying, "Kol mishka v'shiyishka v'olav, kol moishav shiyeshav v'olav." So that's how much does a person need to sit down. So the shir is shlosha shlosha. So these are not specified as part of those halachas moishav Sinai. And even if you find somewhere that perhaps they are halachas moishav Sinai, but I might have thought that that's just the average person. But a bigger person or a smaller person, maybe they have different shiurim. Kamash v'olav, no. Once a chomur kaveya, this is objective, goes across the board, and this is leitpluk. So getting back to our case of the shlish and veinigavi shlish, apparently what the Gemara is asking is, isn't it possible that sometimes when you're cutting the tvua, that this tvua that ripened a little bit more quickly at the end, and therefore right before Sukkis, or right before Rosh Hashanah, I should say, it was only at 30% and not 33%. And nevertheless, because it rained or didn't rain, it was a lot of sun, it wasn't a lot of sun, there was good minerals in the karka, maybe it was able to ripen quickly by the time of Sukkis, even though it wasn't Shlish. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe this was a very poor mineral type of ground, and therefore, even if it hit 35% or 40%, you wouldn't be able to go and do a katsira sukkis because it was just growing too slowly. And that's what he's answering. Kimlu Rabbanan, that's the shear. We made a shear of all the normal land and the normal plantings and the normal growth. And that's the way it works all the times, even though you might have a situation where you think it's less than a third or drop more than a third. That doesn't count. We go loy plug across the board. That is the shear. So now the Gemara says, so this is what Reb Yirmiyah was mefakbek, and he asked Reb Zeira, and Reb Zeira said, don't be mefakbek, don't have any second thoughts, that's it. If it's cut at Sukkot time, you can, and it's ripe when you are cutting it at Sukkot time, you can assume without any doubts, without any hesitation, that it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. If you're cutting it Chag HaKotzir and Osif in Sukkis, then you know that it must have been a third before Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's last year's Tvua, Betzeis, Hashanah, whatever last year was. If last year was Shemitah, it's Shemitah produce. If last year was second year, you have to give Meiser Sheini, and so on and so forth.
What do you translate Pakbek?
Pakbek means to cast or shed any doubt.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Omer of Yemir. La Mil Tzidami. Now Rav Yemir has second thoughts. Well, remember, it was Rabbi Yirmiyah that asked Rabbi Zeira, how did the Rabbanan know about being Shlish Lepachas Mishlish? And then Rabbi Yirmiyah says, you know what? I didn't have any reason or justification even to ask the question. Because I will show you from elsewhere that Avada the Chachamim knew what they were talking about, the Shlish and Pachas Mishlish. How do we know? Deboi minei chavrai merav kahana. The Chavirim asked of Kahana the following Shailam. Oyimer shekrivi Yisrael beknisasan la'aret. Meheichon hikrivu, the very first korban oimer. Korban oimer, as you know, has to be brought from barley, and it has to be cut the night before, meaning matzoi yontif harishon shel chag haPesach. Where did they get that barley from to be able to go and cut it, to be able to bring the korban oimer on the first day chol hamoed of Pesach? This is the first year they just came into Eretz Yisrael. Where did they take it from? If you're going to go and tell me that this was tvua that was owned by one of the local people in Eretz Yisrael, by definition they were all goyim, and so therefore you went and bought it off from the goy when you came into Eretz Yisrael, if that's the case, says Gemara, here the focus is not on the one that's cutting, but rather whom did this tvua belong to when it ripened? If it belonged to a yid when it ripened, and subsequently the reed yid cut it, then you're fine. However, if it ripened in the hands of the goy, even though it was subsequently cut by the Jew, nevertheless it would not be ketzirchem. Because ketzirchem is not just your physical, mechanical cutting. Ketzirchem means the ketzir of your tvua when it ripened in the hands of a Jew. That's how Rashi learned Pshat. If you go Rashi about five or six lines lower than when we where we are in the Gemara. Rashi says the ayil biyad nochri shenis bashel adjule bo'uli oretz. If you're telling me that it was nispashel, it already ripened in the hands of the goy before Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, then ketirchem reishis ketirchem umisheroi liktzar, at the point that it is ready, willing, and able for cutting, which means that it was already nispashel, already ripened, he created katzir, then it's already called katzir. And if that's the case, the katzir has got to be a katzir Yisrael and not a katzir nachri. So if it was already ripened in the hands of a guy, no good. So now, we haven't finished yet the full thought, but the Gemara interrupts and says, one second. I don't understand what you're even talking about. I mean, my da'akrivu, d'mulay akrivu. How do you know that they brought a carbon or oimer on the first day of Chol HaMoed? Maybe they didn't bring the carbon or oimer that day. And therefore, then your whole raya that you're trying to build on doesn't even exist. That you want, like, that can't be. Avada, they brought the carbon oimer. The chassid, it says in the pasuk, v'yoichlu mi'avur ha'aretz mi'machras ha'pesach. They ate from the Ibur Eretz. Ibur means from the Tvua of Eretz Yisrael. When did they start eating it? Memachos Pesach, the day after the first day of Pesach. Now the question is, why didn't they eat Me'avur Eretz already prior to that time? Why the eating? Oh, see, Memachos Pesach, Ochel. Then they taka vayochel and they ate. Me'ikara, but prior to that, loyochel. So therefore, there's no question about it that they must have brought the carbon oimer. It's not so simple, because after all, we also eat Chodosh starting with after the first day of Chol HaMoed. Because as you recall, we learned earlier on Mesechtas Pesachim that you have two. It's both Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh, Ad Haviyachem, it's Korban Lekechem. The Gemara said, make up your mind. Is it Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh or Ad Haviyachem? So if you're bringing the Korban Oimer, you got to wait until the Korban Oimer. If you're not bringing the Korban Oimer, when that day hits, Shailin the Gemara, is it the first moment? Is it the end? Ad the Ad Bechlal, Ad Veloy Ad Bechlal.
When there is a Beit Temple, when there is a Beit Temple,
when there is a Beit Temple, when
there is a Beit Temple, when there is a Beit Temple, we ate.
Exactly, 100%. Yemenaf Kula Yasser, because Mitchum next year, Baruch Hashem, everybody remembers beautifully. Anyway, the bottom line is, our Gemara ignores all of that. The Tosis, in fact, remarks on it all the way to the bottom. They wouldn't be able to eat it. We already had it. We didn't have to wait back to Menachos. That even when Mesimidish is standing, if they don't bring the carbon oimer as soon as Heir Mizrach, it's already matter. So, anyway, but bottom line,
if the Jews were conquering Eretz Yisrael, so when they conquered that land, it became Jewish owned barley. So
Rabbi Shachi says you go after the Bishul. It was Nispashul Viyad Nochri. Even if I grabbed it from him, I stole it, I paid for it, makes no difference. It's still considered to be the Tvua.
It has to ripen in the Rishus of a Jew.
Exactly right.
Qualify.
Okay. Exactly right. That's the Chiddush of Agamar. It's got to ripen in the hands of a Jew. So now, bottom line, it says, clearly, since they didn't eat the Chodesh previously, and now they're starting to eat it for the first time on Chol HaMoed, Muzlich Zayin that they brought the Korban Oimer, they didn't rely on Etzem HaYom Hazeh, they brought the Korban Oimer. So that being...
It didn't grow under...
So we're not finishing, We're about to say. So Frank Gemara, so it must be, Achol Mi'ikar Al-Layachol, that Mimochas of Pesach Ochel, Mi'ikar Al-Layachol. They didn't eat it previously. Why? That Krivo Oimer, first they brought the Karmen Oimer, V'hada Achli, and then they started eating. So then, that's a given. The interruption that the Gemara asked now, maybe they didn't bring the Karmen Oimer. No, there's no question about it, they brought the Karmen Oimer. Okay, so Frank Gemara, Mi'ikar Al-Krivo. Where did they bring it from? That's what the Chavayrim asked Rav Kahana. Omel and Rav Kahana said, Koshle hevi shlish biyad nochri. They would take the tvua from the goy where it had not grown a third yet, and then when they bought it, took it, whatever, from that point on, then they let it ripen in their hands, it became shlish, and then subsequently they were able to actually go and cut it, and it was ripe, and it was fine. So when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they would have to find tvua that was oid loy hevi shlish, because if it wasn't hevi shlish, it's not considered to be on the road to ripen yet, it's still premature. Now you get it from the goy, and now you let it ripen a third, and then it's going to become tzir by the time we need it on the night of Matzah Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, and therefore the Chachamim knew when, whether it was Shlish or Lohi Gishlish. How would the rabbis at that time have known whether was Higia Shlish B'Yad Nochri or not? Because after all, don't you need a farmer for this? Somebody who's familiar with agriculture. Ela Zokti Mar Kimlu. It's obvious that they did know, because otherwise it would be Ktsir Chev or Ktsir Shel Nochri. So they knew at that time. Hachanami says, now Rab Yirmiya, my question was not a question. Kimlu, they knew it. The Chachamim knew. They were expert in all of these fields, and in particular this field they were expert in, that they knew what was Hebishlish and not Hebishlish, and they were makbid to go and get Tvua, which was still standing, lo yigia shlish. They held on to it for a few days, and then they cut it matzi yom tov rishon shel pesach.
It's only like a week. Because when did they enter?
Right, that's going to be the next gemara. Maybe we didn't even get close to a third. Maybe it was only al river ben shlish lepachem mishlish like imlo. But the gemara is saying is, you're assuming that it was at the 30% mark, and therefore it hasn't reached a third yet. We know it's a third, it's only 30%. Now, let's go and get this tefuah, let it, we'll buy it from the goy, etc. And then 5 days later, a few days later, we're going to go and cut it, and it'll be fine. Freight tomorrow. Who says? Maybe it's talking about a situation where when they got it from the goy, it only grown 5% or 10%. Like the Gemara says, Lech the Ayl River. Maybe it only got to a quarter. But ben shlish lepachem mishlish leikim lo. Ein achanami, if it was approaching 33%, maybe the takin not be kiyim in that. The way they were able to go and get tvua for purposes of cutting the barley for the ktsiras oimer is they made sure to go and get it when it was. They looked at the stalks and they said, "Huh, this is not even 10%. It's not 20%. This is ideal. Let's get it. We won't have any shaila about a third. It's much less than a third." And therefore, what's the raya that Kimlul Rabbanim made shlish lepachas mishlish? That's impossible that it was only at 5%, 10%, 25%. It had to be approaching 33%. The Chassid said in the Pasuk, "Olam ayardim bi osa lechoidish." When did they enter into Eretz Yisrael? The 10th day of Nisan. If you're telling me that the tvua of the goy, it didn't even start rising into the stalks, it was basically still barren, and we were at 1%, 5%, 10%, or even 25%. The chamisha yoimim mikamalia. Are you telling me that in 5 days you can start from zero and shoot all the way up to totally ripened tvua to be able to go and cut it? When you cut it, it's not enough just to be a third. It's got to be ripe, and therefore in 5 days can it ripen? Zokti Mara Elamai. So what are you trying to bring me a raya? The Ayil River Oidanka. If it was only a quarter or a sixth, and you're saying, well, maybe the rabbis really didn't understand and didn't know the difference between a third and less than a third, but one thing they knew, if it was only a sixth or a quarter, they would recognize that it's not fully ripe, and not even fully ripe. It didn't get close to a third. But if you're in the vicinity of a third, then they are not so bucky. Are you going to tell me that if it was only 25%, and now it comes 5 days later, it's going to become fully grown and ripened that we can go and cut it yet? And then you're going to go and say, well, Eretz Tzvi Ksiva. It says about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is called in Tanakh Eretz Tzvi. And Tzvi, as we know, a deer runs very, very quickly. So here too, the growth in Eretz Yisrael is very quick growth, and it was able to go in 5 days. So it's very, very possible that we would tack it down to 5% or 10%, much less than a third, and nevertheless, I don't know if it's miraculously, but because of the quality of Eretz Tzvi, sure, it shot up so quickly in 5 days. So bottom line, what the Gemara is trying to tell us is that Rabbi Yirmiya thought that he has a raya from the Karban Eimer and the discussion with Rav Kahana, that the Chachamim were bucky, the difference between more than a third and less than a third, very possibly, but we don't have a concrete raya, because it could be, from here we don't have a raya, because it could be there was only 5% or 10%, and nevertheless, it shot up in 5 days, and they were able to go and cut it, but they really didn't have that pekius in 33%. So we have no rank.
And this Eretz
Tzvi.
So what is it? So they came in and they took this
They quickly got some barley fields from Goyim, and those barley fields were either at 5, 10, 20%, or even at 30%, but they didn't hit 33%. Because once it hits 33%, then it's
too late.
It's pretty too late.
And then they put fertilizer on it, or they...
Maybe they watered it, fertilized. Maybe they davened, they said tillim. I don't know. Only knows 5 days later, it was already ripe, and they were able to cut it on Matzah Yom Tov Rishon.
Eric, I think we have another drasha for that, don't we? That it's, it contains...
That it's self-contained. Yeah, and right. That's why it can hold millions and millions and millions of Jews, because it has, like the oil, like the hide of the tzvi, and once you skin, you flay that oil, then it all starts to contract. Yeah. So once it's alive and kicking and up, then it expands very nicely. Anyway, Maschel Reb Chanina. Okay, so now, what we've done for the last few minutes is address Reb Yirmiyah's concerns about whether the Chum were Baki in the difference between Pachas, Mishlish, and Shlish. And the Gemara said, yeah, don't be mafakvik, don't speculate, don't have any conjectures, don't ask any questions. Whatever they said, the Chum, you can rely on them, and it has to be very precise. But the original limud, as you recall, was from the Pasik, my Osif Kotzir, because the word Osif and Osbacha is double, it's repeated, so Osif is telling us that not only did they collect this from the field, but they actually cut it now and collected it and used it. Yeah, but what year was that from? If it was a third before the previous, before Rosh Hashanah, is Betzeis Hashanah, it has the status of the prior year's yield.
I'm a little
what's your question?
We say that they cut it and then they leave it to dry, and now we're saying there's a katsira again. The katsira happened earlier in the season.
This is a different produce. In other words, you have winter produce and you have summer produce.
Okay.
The winter produce that you go and plant in September, you cut usually March, April, right before Pesach, and then you have your barley, and a little bit later the chitim, and then you have that for Shavuos. Here we're talking about that they planted a brand new produce, new seeds, quite June time, July time,
okay,
and stayed in the ground until August, September.
That's the katsira we're talking about.
That's exactly what we're talking about. So then you look at the tefuah right before Rosh Hashanah. The rabbis will tell you, look at it carefully. Is it a third, not a third? I really can't tell. Okay, forget about it. Let's wait until Sukkot. Is it now ripe? Yeah, now it's certainly ripe. If it's right now in Sukkot, it hit the one third before Rosh Hashanah. You can rely on that. It hit one third before Rosh Hashanah. That means it's last year's produce and not this year's produce for purposes of Shemitah and Chodesh and Yashan and Maser Sheni Maser Ani, like we spoke about. Freitimon Maskev L'Rav Chanina. Umi Motzis Amris Dahai Osif Kotziru. Can you tell me that the Chag Osif is referring to Kotzir, that they went and were cutting it now and collecting it now simultaneously? This is, of course, the Gemara that we had back in Masechet Sukkah. What did it say back in Masechet Sukkah? What can you use for schach? That osbecha, that left behind in the goyin v'yekev, meaning, for instance, in the goyin, that would be referring to the threshing floor and the granary. You have the chaff or the reeds which are left behind that you're not going to use. That you can go and use for purposes of the schach. The reason is because it's got to be growing from the ground, and at the same time, it should not be mekabel tumah. So these are not mekabel tumah because you don't eat it. If an oichlin is mekabel tumah, kelim and oichlin, odom is mekabel tumah, but not these kashin uzmoirois, which are basically normally refuse. Oh, says the Torah, no, they're not refuse. This is what you're going to use. You're using that for purposes of your schach. So if that's the case, says Rashi, that's what I use. So then the word Chag Osif is now referring to Sukkot. So when you see the words Chag Osif, read into it Chag Sukkot. And therefore you have no raya that Osif mit Kotzir, that you cut it now, and it was a third before. No rayas at all. And therefore there is no duplication that it says here Osif and Ba'osbacha. I need Ba'osbacha to go and tell you the dinner upside is going to be Yakim. And therefore Om Reb Zeira, Hamiltze Havi B'yodan, the Osif B'chanina, Shoda Bein Narga. Says Reb Zeira, we thought we had an ironclad drasha from the Osif means Kotzir, Mikim L'Rabban and Shlish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, etc. And now Reb Chanina has shot into it, and Narga is an axe or a hatchet. In other words, he thought we had this beautiful tapestry, beautiful limud. He threw an axe into it, and he has axed the entire limud that we had until now. So Ibazoi Eliminolan. So we got to start from square one, from scratch. What is the makar of a third? That if it's a third before Rosh Hashanah, by Ilonois or by Zaysim, that is considered to be that year's growth. We're talking about now the Shnasa Shemitah, and the Shnasa Shemitah, people are going to ask, how am I going to have food in the seventh year? I'm not planting anything in the seventh year. How am I going to have food in the eighth year? I'm not planting anything in the seventh year. For the first half a year in the eighth year, I'm not going to make food for myself or my family. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you keep Shnasa Shemitah, there'll be a special bracha. The Yosef is a foolish loisha shonim. That that grows in the sixth year will not only be enough for the remainder of the sixth year, it'll keep you covered for the seventh year and into the eighth year. I'll take off. So that's what it says in Shlosh Hashanah. More dashes. I'll take a lishlosh, el lishlish. That we don't mean shlosh, we mean a third of the growth. And that's the makar. Pray tomorrow, come on. Then boy lay the gufe. Don't I need a pasuk to address the person's concerns that the person is saying? Ma noichal bashona hashmias. What am I going to eat in the shmita year? What am I going to eat in the eighth year? So the Torah has to say these words. How do you take it from the tzpashim shot and make a drashim? Zokti imara krachrina. Ksiv krachrina. I have another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? This pasuk is following. These two psukim are back to back. Uzratim es hashona hashminis. You're going to go and plant now in the eighth year for the first time after a year and a half. You're going to plant now in the eighth year. V'achaltem in a tvu yoshon. And now you're going to eat from the tvu yoshon ad hashon hachiyas, from the old stuff that was planted back in year six and harvested in year six. You'll be able to continue eating it seventh, eighth, until the ninth year. You'll have plenty to eat. You'll have for Shlosh Hashanah.
So what is the final conclusion? The Mahalach and the Gemara?
The Mahalach and the Gemara is... You're asking an excellent question. But the Mahalach and the Gemara is the drasha that we started off with today. That's the drasha based on the Pasuk, the Chag Osif, the Tzeis Hashanah, Ba'osvachas Masechem and Asada. That is no longer the source for the din of... That when it comes to Tvua, Dogon, or Zaysim, Miyashaviyu Shlish, rather the Makor is from this pasuk, the Asas Tzvua Lishloish Hashanim, which means the Asas Tzvua Lishlish, that once the Tzvua hits a third, that is the line of demarcation, that is the determining factor whether or not it is the second year or the third year, or the seventh year or the eighth year. As long as it hit Shlish pre Rosh Hashanah, it means it's produce of the prior year. If it didn't hit Shlish at the time of Rosh Hashanah, then it becomes the Tvua, the produce of the next year.
Why would you give the
Why would you give so the question is, how can you even learn the drasha? Don't I need the pasuk to tell you the pasuk pshat? 3 years that it's. Oh, so that was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara says, I don't need it for that because I have a second pasuk which is directly on point. This pasuk, by the way, is right after the prior pasuk. If you go back to the Amid Aleph, you see that the first previous pasuk was Chof Hei Chof Aleph, right? That's the last pasuk. Chof Hei Chof Aleph. And this pasuk is Chof Hei Chof Beis. So if you open up a Chumash, these two psukim are back to back. This pasuk over here, pasuk of Tvua L'Shloish Hashanim, right after that, the next pasuk is Uzratim in Hashanah Shminis, V'chaltim in Tvua Yashan, which is the Yashan, the old stuff from the sixth year. You'll be able to eat it until the ninth year, which means Ad V'loy Ad B'chal, six, seven, and eight. Ad V'ab B'chal, into the ninth year, you'll even have three and a half.
Extra pasuk, we derive the...
Exactly. So the first pasuk of L'Shloish Hashanim is now totally superfluous, it's extra, and therefore we don't need it, so it's going to teach this drasha of the Shlish. And with that, we concluded the discussion about the Shlish, and now we go on to a new Inyan. Yes?
One thing's bothering me since yesterday.
Only one?
For instance,
bothering.
No, but one thing on this is bothering me. We say a third of its growth, something like olives,
yeah,
where you can see it. Sometimes olives, you know, you watch them.
Olives, do they fit under that category?
Here, go back. How do you start a thing, Mark? Tvuah Vazesim. Go back to Yom Beis.
So
Yud Beis Yom Beis. 10 lines from the bottom. Tvuah Vazesim.
Yeah, grain in the ground and it's growing, but especially something which is the fruit is visible.
Right.
Sometimes they grow a third, and then you wait in a normal year, and you see, okay, at this point in time, it was a third grown, but sometimes things keep growing, and what you thought was a third was in fact just a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know at the time of this decision that this is a third? Maybe it's a quarter. Maybe it's fully grown. It's going to be stunted.
So I think that's all part and parcel of what Rabbi Yirmi asked and what Rabbi Zeira answered. He said, yes, there could be occasion where in particular years it's stunted, and certain years it goes quicker,
right.
And so therefore what appeared to you at that time to be a third was really only a quarter, and sometimes it was really a half. In other words, you'll be able to see retroactively how much it was at that time. But that's the Shir Chacham, that we don't start going and measuring subjectively and meddling from year to year to year. That's the rule of one third, just like you could have Og Melech Abash and he can't easily fit in four.
It's not a subjective standard. Okay.
Exactly. It's all objective.
Okay.
That's the standard. And don't
and there was and there was like yeah. the like the Be'ah that we had on the Amud Aleph, there was sort of like a standard size. This is the volume of a Be'ah, and
exactly.
This is the standard size of an Aleph.
Right.
And that was basically the standard against which all these decisions and judgments were rendered.
Exactly.
So with your example of Og Melech Abash,
right,
the Forisah is sufficient.
Exactly right. You have to go and turn upside down, I guess.
Remya asked these 20 questions.
Right.
He said, third, less, more than third is impossible.
Yeah.
So, there says, in this case, Rabbanan knew exactly what it is.
Exactly, like Pluk, and that's the Shir, and they said it with precision. On to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah writes, "Ha'oyres v'ha'doychin v'ha'pargin v'ha'shumshemen shehishrishu lefnei Rosh Hashanah misasrin lishe'ovar umutorin b'shvius v'imlav asurin b'shvius umisasrin lishana haba." What the Gemara is telling us now is, we have focused so far most of the shir on Tvuah V'Zeisim, where you go baser shlish. When it comes to kidneys, what we usually call beans or legumes, there the shir is Shir Hashrusha. When did the roots start rooting in the ground? So Oiris and Doichen are typically translated as rice and millet, although that happens to be a machloikis, but that's the way we normally translate it. Pargin, says Rashi, Mako Belaz. In the English it says that this is poppy, like poppy seeds. Vashumshimim are sesame seeds. If the Hashrusha, the rooting in the ground, took place before Rosh Hashanah, here it's not the shear of a third. It's the shear of Hashrasha. Rosh Hashanah is always that line on the calendar. That's the line of demarcation between the prior year and the next year. Whether it's Shana Sheni, Shana Shlishis, whether it's Shemitah. That all is Rosh Hashanah. The only question is, what do you need pre-Rosh Hashanah? By legumes, the shear is Hashrasha. If it's rooted, you can see that the roots have grown. Then that is last year's produce. Misasun the Sheovah. And therefore, if that year was the sixth year, and the next year Rosh Hashanah is Shemitah, like our year, even though you cut them in the Shemitah year, if the Hashrasha took place last year, it is sixth year produce. The Imlav, if you put them in the ground, but they didn't produce roots until after Rosh Hashanah, then since it got rooted in Rosh Hashanah, and after Rosh Hashanah in the Shemitah year, it has a din of Shemitah. And therefore, if it's not a Shemitah year, it's a regular year, then Maisus would be based on the next year, not of the prior year. So it's not yes third, no third, it's Hashrosh or no Hashrosh. Omer Rabba. So Rabba was perturbed. He says, Omer Rabban, I've already heard 3 Shiurim until now. I heard Ilon Yigo Basar Chanota. We're going to talk about that more in the next couple of days when we're going to focus on the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the gabi, the halacha of whether it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Chamish Usa B'Shvat. But Rashi in the Mishnah already told us that by Ilan Eis, the Rosh Hashanah, the Ilan, we go Baser Chanota. If you go back to Beis Omer Aleph, right before Gemara in the Rashi. Rashi says, Ilan, you have that Rashi?
Yeah.
Ilan, the Inyan Meiser, Shein Meiser and Peter Se'ilan, Shechontu Koidim Shvat, Al Shechontu Liacher Shvat. Shebe Ilan Hoylech Acher Chanot. Gemara Mefarish Ma'ishna Shvat. It'll be mitchem tomorrow.
Zedim is
that's the next word.
And
Zufanim
also.
Yeah, I'm in it. Slightly. So Ilan Baser Chanot. You go Baser Chanot. Chanot means when the fruit begins to emerge. At the very, very outset, you start seeing, I see the future fruits. That's determined if that is before Shabbat, before Shchodesh, before Chamisha Usar. That's the day. It's the previous year. If it wasn't emerging until after that, it's the next year. Tvua v'zeisim! Oh, Brother Shai's question with the zeisim. That does not go Baser Chanata. That goes Baser Shlish after a third. Yerek is basalikita. The maizes by Yerek, we have the Rashi also in the Mishnah, the by Yerokos. What the term? It's taka Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah for Yerokos, for sure. If it was Nilkat, if it was harvested pre Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's. If it's after Rosh Hashanah, it's next year's. But it's not Chanota, it's not Basa Shlish, it's basalikita. So Freit gets the Gemara. Hani Kamanshavina Rabbanan. Where does the Rabbanan come as the when it comes to these legumes that we go Basar Hashrasha? Where do they take it from? Hadom Rabbi Sarabba said, I'll tell you. Mitosha Suyan Prochim Prochim as the Rabbanan Basar Hashrasha. What it means Prochim Prochim? Rashi says Prochim Prochim is Ma'at Ma'at. Slowly but surely, little by little. Meaning that when it comes to kidneys, the minhag was, presumably it still is, that you don't harvest them all at once, but you go into the field and you pluck out a few today, and a few tomorrow, and a few the next day. So therefore, the produce is harvested over a period of a week or 2 weeks or whatever. And therefore, since it's prachim prachim, and the farmer puts them all together, presumably in the same silo, in the same storage bin, or whatever. So then you're going to get into trouble. Right. Because if
when
some of them...
When do you lakita? When do you market them?
Yeah, exactly. If some of them were nilkat pre-Rish Chodesh Tishrei, then it's last year. Some after Rish Chodesh Tishrei, it's going to be next year. So the Rabbanan said, you know what? So we shouldn't get any problems. We're going to talk about Basar Hashrasha. So if this field of these beans, if they were mushrish pre-Rosh Hashanah, then it has a din of last year. If they had the Hashrasha after Rosh Hashanah, it becomes next year. I don't care when the Lakita took place. I only look at the Hashrasha. And the Hashrasha, says Rashi, that probably took place all simultaneously, unless you had a dud among some of the seeds. They all, you put them into the ground, 3 days later, 2 weeks later, whatever it takes for the Hashrasha, it was Mushrish. So that will be the determining factor for purposes of Mises. And as Rashi points out, since legumes, by definition, are not dogon tirash v'yitza, it's all drabbanan, there's no din of trumas and maizres by beans, the same chacham that instituted the din of trumas and maizres, they're the one that said, the halacha is bas hashrash. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says, oh boy, it's labeling. So Abaye says, I don't know why this is so necessary. The yitzbar goyronoi letoichoi benim tatoim and a chodesh shaboy ala chodesh shaboy mena yashin shaboy ala yashin shaboy. Abaye says it wasn't necessary to go and say basar hashrasha, even if you would go basar chanota or basar lekita, and now you're concerned. But we are malakit it each day five. Another five and another five, etc., and it's all going to come together. And then I'm going to go doing mina chodesh ala yoshin, yoshin ala chodesh from previous year to next year. I have a much better idea. Take all of them, put them with toicha in the middle, mix it up together very, very, very well, and guess what happens? It'll all be spread out proportionately. And now, when I, for instance, take away 10%, automatically 10% of what I'm taking will be both from chodesh and yoshin, and it'll go and be machshir. It'll be matayer, if you will, the tevel of chodesh for chodesh and yoshin on yoshin.
It's good if it's a. But what do you do when the second year goes to the third year, or a sixth year goes to a shemitah year? You don't have a chodesh yoshin situation where it's all equally liable to the same rule.
So you're going to have to go and say that of this 10%, whatever the shear was, that some of it is Maaser Ani and some of it is Maaser Sheni.
How do you know? So you don't know. Some of it is Maaser Ani, may have been only it may have been 3/4 Maaser Ani and only 25% 1/4 Maaser Sheni. So you take out a 10% of this now, and what do you do with it? If you take it up through Shalayim, you're robbing the Aniyim. How can you do that? Because it's not. I understand if it's year one to year two.
Yeah,
it's Meister Sheni, Meister Sheni type situation, and then you get the Shemitah, then you have another problem, or Shemitah to Shemitah, you have another problem.
So Tosis asks you a question. You see the Tosis of Yitzvah Garano Etoichai.
Yeah.
Okay. So go three lines before the wide lines.
Yeah.
Mix it all together. Okay, so your question is addressed. But getting back to Agumar, okay, that I'll leave it for you.
Okay.
That's all homework.
Okay.
Good job. Anyway, so Zukti will see Mitchum Sunday morning, 7 o'clock promptly.
Yes.
Beautiful. Anyway, so getting back to Agumar. Now, I thought you were going to ask another question, and that the question is, how do you know that you mixed it so thoroughly that when you take off the 10%, then in fact it'll be chadash or chadash and yashin or yashin? Maybe some of the 10% that you're going to remove is going to be more weighted towards chadash than yashin, or vice versa.
Well, it's very rasam and rabban.
Okay, so we're going to get to that.
When you mix,
when did you mix?
The Yashon al HaChodesh. How can you mix?
That's what Abai is saying, is that you are allowed to mix them together and then go and take 10% of it. So you're wondering, where did Abai take this from? So Timar Miloitani, we have a Braisa. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa Omer Shem Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, these are ready Tannoim,
right,
that Pul HaMitzri Shizoroi. What happens if you planted Pul HaMitzri? Pul HaMitzri is just another form of bean. We had four beans before, now we have another bean, a Mitzri Shebean. Shizoroi the Zeret. There are two purposes that you would go and plant it for. Lezera would mean for seeding. And Rashi says it means la'achila, as opposed to le'yerek. So if you're planting it lezera, mitzosoi hishrish lefnei Rosh Hashanah, mitzosoi hishrish le'achre Hashanah. There was part hashrasha before, part hashrasha later. In other words, similar to the brisa we had before, it goes basa hashrasha. Ein tor ma'asu mizeh al zeh. Then you're not allowed to take from one on the other. Well, if he's ein tor ma'asu loy min ha'chadosh al yashim, loy min ha'yashim al ha'chadosh. So what am I going to do?
Okay.
After all, it might get mixed in the silo, in the granary, might all get mixed together. Keitzer u'oysa. Soy be'garon al ha'toychai. What he should do is mix them all and push them all. Ha'toychai means like to the middle, and go and mix and stir them up thoroughly. And now when he takes his 10%, if you don't thoroughly mix them, and you go and say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and I take from here and I take from there, then I'm going to be in trouble, because I'm going to take Manachadish. But if I mix them thoroughly, then you can go and take it from that thorough mixture, and can assume that it was done properly. Now, I see that you're speculating, and in fact, that's the Gemara's kasha in a moment. In the meantime, what Abaye said to Rabbah is, you don't have to go basar hashrasha. You could have gone basar lekita, like you rokois. You're afraid you can take chodesh al yashin, yashin al chodesh, just mix it thoroughly and you'll be able to.
I thought they picked it separate times, so it said
they picked it separate times in small quantities.
Right.
So they didn't go and have separate rooms
for
Monday and for Tuesday and for Wednesday. So initially, this was in one corner of the room and this was another corner of the room. But now the farmer is collecting it all together for purposes of processing to be able to go and sell it or to use it for his family. So it gets mixed in a little bit from this corner and that corner,
sure,
and it gets mixed.
So I thought they picked a little bit of time to eat it at that time. So you're saying that they picked a little bit of time because that's
they didn't store.
These are beans. You can store them.
Exactly. And then you need it for chum for the whole year. Anyway, so...
Not for Pesach.
Not for Pesach. Good. And terms of your Sephardi and Ashkenazi.
Well, where do you know what these are? You say the legumes,
Very good. It's an excellent question. So let's go to the top line of Rashi. Go to the next line. What does it say on the second line? Do you have that second line of Rashi all the way in top?
Yes.
Mine. Second line of Rashi, all the way on top of the Yom.
Mini kidneys.
So I didn't make it up. This is Rashi. Okay. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara, Zog to the Gemara. So Abaye said to Rabbah, don't say Basar Hashrasha. You could go and say Basar Likita, and you don't have to have your concern that there's going to be a mix up. Yoshan, Chodesh, Chodesh, Yoshan. Just be Tzoyver, the whole thing, Letoicha. Yitzvah Grana Letoicha.
They suppose it's 50-50.
Oh. He said, you're bringing me a raya from Shimon Shazuri. Shimon Shazuri said, Yeshbila. Shimon Shazuri holds Yeshbila. Yeshbila means that when you go and mix solid with solid, you could do it so effectively that after that, if you take 10%, it's like a 10% chodesh al chodesh yoshen al yoshen. However, Rabbanan Sabi Egbi, Rabbanan say, no matter how meticulously and how well, and you're going to stir and you're going to mix,
you can never be sure.
You can never be sure. You can't rely on that. You're still going to have that's your question, right? Because he held to the Rabbanan, and as they held Rabba, the Rabba and Rabbanan and Mr. Friedland all hold unanimously, Ein Bilan, you can't rely on this type of thing, and therefore that's why we have to go Basar Hashrasha and not Basar the Lakit. And therefore, apparently, Shmuel holds Yesh Bila. Maskul Reb Zeira. Umi Yom Shmuel Hachi. Vom Shmuel Lakol Ein Bila Chutz Miyayim Hashem. We never rely on Bila. The only time we rely on Bila is Miyayim Hashem by liquids. Liquids, if you mix them together, sure, it mixes very easily. But you mix solid, you can never rely on that. So it's a stira Shmuel on Shmuel. Here you think Shmuel holds Yesh Shazuri. And here you hold Shmuel holds Ein Bila. Make up your mind. He forgot a third halach of Shmuel. The Shmuel said, "Hakol hoylech acher gemar peiri." Everything goes after when the peiri is fully ripened. Therefore, you don't go baser hashrasha. You go after the full ripening, the gemar, the peiri. What does the gemar mean to say? So Rashi explains, as we'll see, Mitchem on the Amud Aleph, that although Shmuel says, "I paskin like a pshim shazuri v'lav mitameh." Not for the reason of Reb Shimon Shazuri. Reb Shimon Shazuri's reason is because Yesh Bila. And even he, although we go Basar Hashrasha before Rosh Hashanah, and Basar Hashrasha after Rosh Hashanah, like we said at the top of the Amud, you go Basar Hashrasha, but that's only because he holds Yesh Bila, and therefore there's an Eitzah that you won't have a problem, Yashin, Yashin, Chodesh, Chodesh, because of the fact that you'll do Yesh Bila. I, Shmuel, don't hold the Yesh Bila. I hold Ein Bila. So what's going to be the Eitzah? My eight is you don't have to go Basa Hashrasha. You don't have to go Basa Hashrasha. But you're gonna, and you don't have to go Basa Lakita. Go after Gemar Pri. When's the Gemar Pri of all of these beans that you are planting now prior to Rosh Hashanah? I don't care when the Hashrasha took place. I only care when the Gemar Peri took place. The Gemar Peri is all going to take place after Rosh Hashanah. Fine. Cross the board. All of them will be after Gemar Pri. And that's when you're going to go and worry about your Shnas HaMaisa. So if there was Gemar Pri before Rosh Hashanah, it would be the prior year. The Gemar Pri after Rosh Hashanah, that's going to be the new year. And therefore, says Rashi, says Shmuel, that's why I hold you don't have to go and do the Tzoyver Gerona L'Toychoi. It's all going to be the same year, because just wait until Gemar Pri when it's all being ripened and cut. That's going to be in the magic year. So even though, although some of these legumes had their hashrasha pre-Rosh Hashanah, some of them had after Rosh Hashanah, they're all going to be from the same year, because I don't look at hashrasha. I look after Gemar Peri. Ah, Rashi points out that Shmuel is l'choyre and amoyre. The halacha of hashrasha was established on top. That's a chabraisa misasun l'sheover based on shehishrishu on hashrasha. The Gemara brought a second braisa. This braisa of Shimon Shazuri, hishrish lefnei, hishrish la'achar. These are tanoim. How does Shmuel argue with these two braises? And Rashi says apparently Reb Shmuel had another tana that he was aware of, but Rashi says bani lo yadati. If you look at the Rashi, this Ashmitzei Reb Zeira, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, right. Look at the end of the Rashi, and Rashi says, El Achik is 4 lines before the end of the Rashi. You don't go Basa Hashrasha, go 5 lines. Lamadu di Achka Shmuel Tana, Shmuel found a Tana, to lay Ozel Basa Hashrasha, bikin yos El Achik Mar Pri. Ba'alei samech, and on that Tana Shmuel was samech leplugi aleid Reb Shimon Shazuri. The aleidu hamasisin v'tanin aliel, that price that we had at the top of the Yom HaOyres v'adoichim apag v'ashom shemen. V'anilo yedati man hu ha'u Tana, says Rashi, but ichveishish, I don't know who that Tana is. I didn't meet him, I didn't find another price, I didn't find a Tesefta, I didn't find a Medesh, I didn't find a Rishalmi, I didn't find ichveishish. But there is such a Tana that Shmuel is relying on, you go basig marpri. Anyway, bottom line is, we're just going to finish off the Shtikl Gemara, that Shmuel said 3 halachas. What are the 3? Utzricha. Look at the top Rashi. Utzricha. Hani tlas Shmuel. Number 1, he said, halach Reb Shimon Shazuri. Number 2, lakoil ein bila. And number three, Hakoil Hoylech Ach Gmarpri. How do we synthesize all three and explain why Shmuel even needed all three? Utrich, the Ashmin Halach Kribshim Shizuri, that's it. Haven't we should have Yesh Bila? Come Mashmulan Lakol Aimbila, that's why he had to go and say Aimbila. No. The Ashmin Lakol Aimbila, have a mina Kirabanan Svile. It must be that he holds like the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say that you're stuck, and that you won't be able to, in fact, if it got mixed together, to go and give Mina Chodesh Ali Yosh and Yosh Al Chodesh, you'll be stuck with Tevel that you cannot use, that you cannot go and Maser. That's what I would think. Come Mashmulach Kirabshim Shizuri, no, there is an Eitzah. Yeah, but it's not the Eitzah of the Tzoy V'Latoychai, because he doesn't hold of Yesh Bila. So what is the Eitzah? I'm stuck. Here we have Shem Shizuri, Yesh Bila, I have an Eitzah, mix it together. No, he holds a Kol Ein Bila. You don't have an Eitzah. It's the Chassir. I ignore Hashrasha. I only look at Gmar Pri, and since all of these kidneys are finishing at the same time, right? So that's when I cut it, and that's when I go and give my
Maisa. They're not. They're finishing at different stages, and that's why he's collecting them.
And Achanami, if it's not. Good, but in which year? If they're all in the same year, I don't have to worry about it. So even though it was Ashrasha pre-Rosh Hashanah, if the Gemar pre was all after Rosh Hashanah, some of them was Cheshvan, and some was Kislev, and some was Teves. It makes no difference. If they're all the same year, it's all the same year. Right? And you're going to tell me, well, maybe you're talking about a situation with some of the kidneys Gemar pre before and some
after. Right, exactly.
Maskin, then Einachanami. All those that were Gemar pre before, those
will have the previous year.
Then they'll have to be the previous year, and all the Gemar pre after that will be then the next year. Why don't we just say Hakol Hakmar Pri and finish? He won't have problem. Your bila nishbila have a minach l'tzvu v'zeisam nami. I would think it goes beyond beans. It applies across the board into tzvu v'zeisam. But tzvu v'zeisam we know goes basar shlish. It doesn't go basar gmar pri. Kamash v'na loch k'rib shem shazuri. That's why you have to go and say k'rib shem shazuri. That no, it's only by kidneys that I'm saying that it goes after the Gemar Pri, but in Echanam the Gavit Tzvu of his Eisim it goes Basu Shlish. So therefore he said, look, Rav Shimon Shizuri ben my depoling, what Rav Shimon Shizuri is arguing on is in the kidneys case. So just go and say those two halachas. I pass him like Rav Shimon Shizuri, and I pass him like Hakol Hoylech Acha Gemar Pri. Why did he have to have that middle case Lakoil Ein Bila? Hakamashmalan the Yaimi Shemen Yesh Bila. Taken the ikra is not the koil ein bila. I don't need that because I know the gabi the kidney is. I learned that from hakol hakalach gmar pri, and I learned that we don't go by tvua and by zaysim. It's got to be a yesh bila by kidney a situation. The reason why I said the koil ein bila is to go and say chutz miyayim v'shemen, that when it comes to liquids there is yesh bila. That's why we need all three memories, all three halachas of Shmuel. Have a wonderful day, everybody.